been given to you by Allah. So accept His charity. Can you imagine Allah giving you something and you say, no, I don't want it? How you can deal with it? What kind of men are this? This is one thing why we say in that Salat al-Musafir, two raka'at, and is a must, is a wajib, you could not make it four. And another narration that Umar said, Salatu al-Safar raka'atan. The Salah of the traveler is two raka'at. And Salat al-Jum'ah is two. And Salat al-Fitr and al-Adha is two. Tamam ghayra qasr ala lisani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is a complete, no shorten in it. This is the way how is the Salah of the traveler. Salat al-Jum'ah is not short. This is Salat al-Jum'ah two raka'at. Salat al-Eid is two raka'at. Okay? Salat al-Subh is two raka'at. And the traveler Salah is two raka'at. A complete, no shorten in it. So this is the way how Allah designed it. You could not go and pray for. Okay? وعن ابن عمر قال صحبت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في السفر فلم يزد على ركعتين حتى قبضه الله وصحبت أبا بكر. This hadith, this is narration which authentic, متفق عليه in Bukhari and Muslim, that Ibn Umar said, I accompanied the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the traveling and he never made more than two rak'at until he passed away. And also Ibn Umar is talking, I accompany Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and he never made more than two rak'at while he's traveling until he died. The same thing with Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhu. Okay, now we go to the second point, which in hadith number 351, page 156, that Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, كانت بي بواسير فسألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الصلاة فقال صل قائما فإن لم تستطع فقاعدا فإن لم تستطع فعلى جنب. عمران ابن حسين is the reporter of this hadith and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah be pleased with him, that I questioned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم concerning my condition. He was ill. He have this sickness, what you call bile. It's something similar to hemorrhoids, okay? And which prevented him, yarhamukallah, to establish the prayer in the proper way, be standing, okay? So he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning his prayer. He said, pray in standing up. فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ, if you could not, because the illness and the sickness that you have it, this kind of disease, if you could not stand up, so now you pray what? Sitting down. If you could not pray sitting down, فَعَلَى جَمْبْ, so lay down in your side and pray. Okay? So the condition, the salah, all the obligatory salah have to be what? Establish standing up position. In a standing up position. If you could not, because you have some kind of problems, handicap, sickness, illness, whatever it is, that you do what? It goes to the sitting down position. Now let's assume that the person also in sitting down position, he will faint or get dizzy or he could not. Okay? So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His mercy, He made you even pray while you're laying down in your side. So you will lay down in your side and you'll be facing the Qibla. You lay down in your right side and you'll be facing the Qibla. Okay? فَإِن لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَى جَمْبْ, on your side. Hadith before the last, inshallah, hadith number 352, reported by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala an, and the completion of it is in page 157. قال عاد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مريضا فرآه يصلي على وسادة فرمى بها وقال صلي على الأرض إن استطعت وإلا فأومئ إيماء واجعل سجودك أخفض من ركوعك. رواه البيهقي. The hadith is authentic. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bayhaqi, rahmatullah alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had visited a sick person. And this is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the form to visit the sick person. And this from the rights of the Muslims that they have over you. When he falls sick, ill, that you visit him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to visit this sick man, he saw him have a wisada, a pillow, leaning on it, okay? Like to make like a connection between him and the floor. Like as example, he could not go down all the way, so he put the pillow, so his forehead will be on the pillow, and now the pillow touching the ground, okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took, okay, like what's Abdulaziz sitting, okay? Like I'm sitting like this. This is the way. When a person's sick, you could not be standing, so you sit like this, and you make your salah like this, okay? And when it comes to prostration, as long as you can prostrate, you can go, fold your legs and go back to prostration. So this is the position for a person to make the salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And by this hadith number 353, which is authentic, we conclude our chapter concerning the prayer of the traveler and the patient. And inshallah, next week we'll be talking about Salat al-Jum'ah, inshallah. If anybody have any comments, correction, anything, it will be inshallah after Salat al-Maghrib, because Maghrib is already in. How many questions or comments or correction we have? Since we only have one, we take it and we close the class. Yes, sister. Mm-hmm. Okay. In actuality, I'm trying, because if I start to expand more, will be a big subject, you understand? But in my intention in the future, that I will make al-fiqh al-muyassar, the easy fiqh, inshallah. But I'm trying here to stick to book of Bulugh al-Maram and explain what is here. But later on, inshallah, we will go into details in other matter of fiqh. But to answer to your question, so you understand why, there is a lot of things related to the traveler prayer. But I only explain what's in this book. But to answer to your question, you pray to follow the imam. You follow the imam, you do not shorten your prayer if you are a follower. If you're leading the salah, if you are the imam leading the salah, you pray too, and the people behind you will pray for. But if you go as a follower, you complete your prayer, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Innama ju'ila al-imamu liyu'tamma bih." Indeed, the imam been made to be followed. There is a weak opinion, and if I'm not mistaken, I think by Ibn Hazm, okay, rahmatullah alayhi, that he said that after two rak'at, you can taslim out before the imam. But we did not support this opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But inshallah, for the future, we're going to have more details about different issues that is not been covered in this book, inshallah. Do you have to? Okay, because Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah. Thank you very much. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The event.